went on and forgot to steal it. When we went back to get it, somebody done got it.
Oh, they did.
That's
oh,
it.
That's awful.
Well,
now,
nothing but the hook.
Now, that hook, yeah. Now how would you use that hook? You would...
Well, it had a steeple on that lid.
Uh-huh.
It had a...
Lay it down like it is there and hook it on that steeple and straighten it out and set it off, you know.
Lift the lid up. It had a place on the lid, you know, to hook them hooks on.
Yeah, it had a steeple on, welded on top of the lid where you had your fire. Lay it down like that and scoot on that steeple and raise it up and set it off.
Mm-hmm.
Knock the fire off of your lid and the chimney and have your bread ready to take up.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, what about when you had a fireplace, what did you call that open place on the floor right in front of the fireplace?
Well, that's the fireplace.
You call it the hearth.
Yeah, that's what I was meaning, yeah. And now inside the fireplace, you have these metal things that you'd lay your wood on. Now, what would you call those?
Fire dog.
Yeah. Now, up on top of the fireplace, there'd be like a shelf. What would you call that?
Well, that was an arch rock up above and had a shelf up over the arch rock.
Yeah, and you know, we had a place up over the fireplace
Did you ever hear it called a mantle board?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I guess that's
what it is. A mantle or something?
Board.
Yeah,
fireboard, what we call them.
Oh, fireboard, sure.
Yeah, chimney.
Call that the fireboard,
yeah.
I guess that's what we call it.
Yeah. Well, now, those old fireplaces, like, now that's where you'd use this hook and thing on that, on lifting that lid. Well, now, did they have to be bigger than the kind they have nowadays?
Yeah. They were bigger than a common skillet. Them skillet we baked in.
Oh yeah. Well, I was wondering about. Did you put in a log? Sometimes a great big log that would burn for a couple of days.
Yeah.
What would you call that?
Backlog.
Backlog.
Yeah.
You ever hear anybody
roll it in the back?
Uh huh.
You heard far against, you know.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
Four stick in front and then just cram it full of little wood in the middle.
Called it backstick.
Backstick?
Backstick was the one behind.
Yeah,
it was bigger.
Yeah.
Then you put another one on top of it.
Uh-huh. Well, you were telling me that you put your smaller wood. What would you call that smaller wood that you get it start the fire with?
Oh, kindling.
Yeah, kindling.
Yeah, well, you know, like on this, now you said you had a stove too, didn't you? In that other
yeah,
house.
Yeah.
Well, now, I guess sometimes it would get full of that black stuff. What would you call that
Shut?
Black? Yeah. What'd you call it? I'm sorry.
Shut.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Shut. Sometimes the chimney get full of something burned from out the top.
Oh, golly. Well, now, what about, did you have to clean out from inside the fireplace?
Yeah.
What?
Take the ashes out and put the ashes in the ash hopper and make soap.
Oh, is that how you do that? What would? Oh, that's what you were telling me about.
Yeah.
And you'd use those ashes in the ash hopper.
Yeah, take her ashes out of the fireplace, you know, and put in a hopper. And I would pour water on the hopper, you know, and hit it run lye down out of the ashes. And I'd take that lye and make soap.
March and get it up all the soap grease I had and go to making soap. Take about a day or two to carry water and pour on that hopper and get it to running.
Uh-huh.
That lye wouldn't hardly.
It wouldn't.
It takes
lots
of water,
hard.
You know, to get that ashes, a lye running out of ashes.
Take 3 or 4 foot high ash bank.
3 or 4? Oh, really?
2 or 3 all winter ashes, you know.
Oh, you'd save them up that long.
Yeah. Took all winter to get her hopper full.
Oh. And then you'd make your soap in the spring?
Yeah.
Yeah, make
new
it in the kettle. I had a big wash kettle.
Oh, you had one of those?
Yeah,
yeah,
wash
I had a big
kettle.
Wash kettle and I put